You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. More lame duck news today, this time about money and politics and a potential conflict of interest for a Republican lawmaker. There are bills moving now through the state Senate that would alter campaign finance laws. One would strip campaign finance oversight from the Secretary of State and give it to a new independent commission made up of three Democrats and three Republicans. The primary sponsor of the bill is Senator Dave Robertson, a Republican from Grand Blanc. He has recently been repeatedly been sanctioned for campaign finance spending violations since 2012 and still owes the state nearly $1,700 in fines. With us now is John Gleason. He's a former state representative, a former state senator, and the Genesee County Clerk, and he is a Democrat. What are your concerns with this bill that takes campaign finance authority away from the incoming Secretary of State, John?
Well, it shouldn't be the individual that's been the most non-compliant with state regulations. I took an oath to uphold the law. One Michigan law is that you must be compliant with election law and you must be compliant with campaign finance law. To me, this is no different than if Fort Knox was to hire John Dillinger, the head of security. You can't have someone that broke the law trying to change the law, so it becomes easier to not be compliant.
Are you concerned more with who is sponsoring this law, or what about the law itself? What about what it would do, taking this authority away from the incoming Secretary of State?
They're one and the same, because taking the authority away turns it into the hands of politicians. You're going to select three individuals from both sides, and they are going to be designated as Democrats and Republicans. First of all, you're going to bind it up in the partisanship of the commission itself. Secondly, there's no difference because the person that's trying to change the law is the one that broke the law. That's never a good route to go down. We haven't had a Democratic Secretary of State since Richard Austin. So the Republicans have had this administrative responsibility for a quarter of a century. Now when the keys are being turned over to a responsible individual, Jocelyn Benson, remember, she ran on harder to cheat, easier to vote. They know that she will hold these scoff laws accountable. So they know that people like Robertson were going to have to ante up or else they're going to have to answer to the public.
How would you describe the enforcement of campaign finance laws in general in our state?
Great question. I'm looking at nearly $100,000 in outstanding fines and fees sitting on my desk right now from Genesee County candidates and committees. We get absolutely zero support from the state of Michigan enforcing and collecting these fines and fees. We have office holders here in Genesee County very similar to Robertson. We have township officials that are holding office that owe hundreds of dollars. One in particular that comes off the top of my mind, a township supervisor, owed $700 while serving in office. And our responsibility, because we have no investigative nor police powers, we must advance these concerns to the state. Ultimately, the Attorney General has the final say after the Secretary of State determines whether it's worth looking at. But I have $100,000 from local candidates and committees that's not collectible because the state doesn't do their job. Jocelyn Benson, I met with her in August. She said, I promise you I'll make this a priority, that we hold them accountable, that we collect the fines, but more importantly, we collect them earlier so they don't build up.
Now, we did speak with the Secretary of State's office, and a spokesman told us that the office is not legally able to get involved in county campaign finance issues. He says it's the county's duty to collect fees and the Attorney General's responsibility to address violations of the law. What's your understanding of how the Secretary of State can be helpful in this situation?
Well, I know that we're not getting any support now because that's the attitude of the current administration. But I can give you my word. I'm looking at it right now. It's campaign finance, notice of late filing fee that is due. My letterhead that I send to these election officers is a letterhead from the Michigan Department of State Bureau of Elections. This is the process that's used. We use their letterhead to tell these scoff laws that they must pay their debt and close out their accounts. So they have a very important role. I know that if Jocelyn Benson was a Secretary of State, she made that commitment to me personally. If I call her and say, look at, which we do, we have $8,000 and $12,000 debtors. If I call Jocelyn Benson up and say, look at, we have to do something about this, I give you my word that Jocelyn would make sure that this debt was eliminated. She would work strongly with the new attorney general to make sure those folks that owe the public money and have missed their deadlines would be held accountable.
Now, Republican State Senator Dave Robertson is, as we say, primary sponsor of the bill. He did not return the message we left with his office requesting comment. He was asked about the campaign violations, about the fines, and he insists, and I'm quoting him here, he has complied with the state law. And he also says he's the right person to introduce this bill because he's chairman of the election committee. What are your thoughts?
He should not be chairman. When he broke the law in 2012, he should have been removed as chairman of that committee. No question. You don't have a lawbreaker that heads any committee. Probably shouldn't even be in office if you don't uphold the Constitution of your state. The Constitution is the law. Secondly, he should not introduce the bill while he's still under fine. He owes a debt now. In the minimum, why don't you clear up your personal obligation and worry about other people? If he's so concerned about Michigan doing the right thing, why doesn't he as an individual take care of his nearly $1,700 debt? Then he is afforded a voice. Right now, he's just an empty gong because there's no accountability. When you have somebody that just turns their back on the law and he can write one that alters the enforcement, he's more concerned about his own standing. I promise you, he's concerned about burying his own debt. He's 3 weeks away from leaving office, got $58,000 in his personal campaign committee. He can remove that $1,700 and go pay that debt and be free of that obligation. And then he has an opportunity to have a voice in this process. How in the world can he be chairman, lead sponsor on the legislation, and expect this to pass when he has broken that law himself?
And just one final quick question. From your view as a county clerk, as a former state lawmaker, what would this Fair Political Practices Commission mean to Michigan if it's put in place?
It will mean the same thing that the Board of Canvassers do. As we have a contentious question go before the Board of Canvassers, it's typically tied two Republicans, two Democrats, they tie 2-2, and then it goes to the court. So it's going to be a greater expense to the public because very little contentious issues. If there's any confusion on the issue going before the commission, they're going to side with their partisan leanings. And then once again, we're going to have to bring in judge in, just like we did with the last questions that were placed before the voters in Michigan. So it's another layer of expense to the taxpayers. But first of all, there's not a single voter in the state of Michigan that's concerned about altering the way that we are doing the collection of fines and fees. They're concerned about the roads. They're concerned about health care. They're concerned about education. This is what the people are against. I promise you that people in this state elected Jocelyn Benson to drain the swamp of scoff laws like Robertson. Robertson is very concerned that you'll have somebody like Benson. Remember, after he leaves office, he's going to still owe that debt. And Jocelyn Benson would be in a position to collect that debt, his and others.
Genesee County Clerk John Gleason, thank you for being with us on Stateside.
Hey, from Genesee County, thank you for the opportunity.